talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Some have been made here in Wisconsin, an unbelievable case. Maybe I even have to say this, but here's the case. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, in a 4-3 decision, remember, this is nonpartisan up there. They all run irrespective of party, but basically three of them are Democrats and four are Republicans. But on a 4-3 decision with Brian Hagedorn voting with the three people who are considered to be Democrats, and Brian Hagedorn is really, frankly, distinguishing himself as really a great justice. They refused to take a direct case, in other words, to bypass the Court of Appeals, over a patient, an Aurora patient, Aurora Healthcare patient, who wanted to force Aurora to administer a shot of ivermectin. Now, this is unbelievable. Here's the backstory. Ivermectin is a veterinary drug that they give to horses and cows, weigh about 2,000 pounds, to get parasitical worms out of them. Donald Trump and a couple of Looney Tunes on the far right came out and said, well, ivermectin is much better than the vaccine to kill COVID. They just said it. They're the ones who said that hydroxychloroquine was. Remember that a long time ago? Then Trump, you know, Trump lies and he says, well, I was on a regimen of hydroxychloroquine. You don't take hydroxychloroquine as a regimen. You take it or you don't. He was lying. He didn't take it at all. What he did was he took remdesivir and he also got class A treatment. He was very lucky. He stayed out of a respirator. Out of an iron lung when he caught COVID. But he peddles this stuff to people who then die, saying, you know, stick some bleach in your veins. And he was kidding, he said, and he may have been kidding, but you know, you don't kid about stuff like that. Naive people got killed because of him. Well, ivermectin, maybe he thought that was funny. 2,000-pound horse gets a big shot of ivermectin to kill parasitical worms, or a cow. Why don't we inject a 90-pound woman in a hospital bed? Maybe he thinks that's funny. Well, it's not funny. In this case, there it was, a woman and her family. They go, well, you know, they didn't mention Trump, but Trump said ivermectin. She has COVID. She doesn't look like she's doing well. Give her a good shot of ivermectin. Well, the Aurora doctors who review quality care got together. And they said, well, we're not going to do it for these reasons. First of all, it would likely be fatal. She doesn't weigh 2,000 pounds. She weighs, you know, 105 pounds. She's skinnier than hell and very sick. Secondly, it is a veterinary drug for parasitical worms. Some doctors, not us, will give a very small dose of it to people, not for COVID, but believe it or not, for parasitical worms in humans, head lice and some skin conditions, but just a tiny bit, and never for COVID. It would likely kill her. And they took the Hippocratic Oath to do no harm. Guess what? The family sued. They sued. And they went out and got another doctor. This guy must be a piece of work. I don't know who it is, but remember those old movies, you know, comedies where the doctor would come in with those mirrors on his forehead, you know, it'd be kind of like a halo or a hat with a mirror on it. And he'd peer around and, you know, this is the kind of guy apparently. So he puts in a script that says, give her a good shot of ivermectin. They say, look at that. And they say, well, she's lying on our hospital bed, on our premises. And we ain't doing it. We're not going to kill her, deliberately kill her in our judgment. And that doctor who did it never examined her and never looked at her records. You know, there are doctors around the country who will write a script for opioids. Not this guy that we know of, but other doctors will do it. There's a lot of doctors will do stuff. There are doctors down in Florida. They were charging $50 and their secretaries had a bunch of slips on, and you know, they were given medical excuses not to take the vaccine. And so what, $50 here, and I'll say you don't have to take the vaccine. I'm not going to examine you. I'm not going to look at your records, and I'm not going to say what. Doctors who do that, they should be investigated by the medical examining board. Well, the Aurora people said, no, I don't care if you went out and got Dr. Schmidtlap somewhere to do that. We ain't doing it here. And you can always take her somewhere else, but if you take her somewhere else, she may die in transit. She's so weak. Then they try to work out an agreement that would say that somebody else could come in and shoot her up in that hospital bed, this doctor, and but they would be exonerated from any liability. Those kinds of waivers, in my view as a lawyer, are not ironclad, and Aurora presumably took that into account, but they have a right to not have a woman killed in their bed. Good for them. Good for them. This family sued. They went right to the Supreme Court and they figured, okay, we have four patsies up there. Three of them voted to decertify, to not certify Joe Biden as president, even though he won the election. Three of them, three on your Wisconsin Supreme Court. And they say, we're going to get them to order that he comes in without a good old horse needle and gives her a good jab. And on a 4-3 decision, 4-3 decision, including Brian Hagedorn, good for him, they said, no, we're not going to take this directly. There are plenty of factual disputes here. The Wisconsin Supreme Court, like the U.S. Supreme Court, is not in business to resolve factual disputes. They're resolved to set legal policy and resolve conflicts among courts of appeals on legal matters and interpret legal decisions for the benefit of the whole state. So this woman is not going to get a jab of intervectum, of horse medicine, cow medicine, while she lies in a bed in Aurora, I'll tell you that. The sad thing is that everybody has to hire lawyers, even fight and talk about this. Even fight and talk about this. You know, I've got to say about Hagedorn, when he won his race, everybody in the Democratic Party thought, oh, this is terrible, terrible, and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, there are a number of issues that he will vote on that you and I will not agree with. So what? Well, over half of the decisions that come out of the Wisconsin Supreme Court are bipartisan. Some are unanimous. You know, they're no-brainers. The ones that are contentious tend to be around elections. And on every one of those, Brian Hagedorn, in my view, has followed the Constitution. So have the three Democrats up there followed the Constitution. Good for them. There is a functioning 4-3 majority on that court that has read the Constitution and applies the Constitution and is doing the right thing. Brian Hagedorn, 4-3, he was the one guy that came over, voted to certify Joe Biden, or I should say, not to interfere with the certification of Joe Biden. I mean, he's the one. They stopped the premature stripping of people of the voting rolls. They tossed a few people off the ballot who hadn't complied with getting on the ballot. Remember Kanye West? And Trump and the people were trying to stick him on to draw votes out of Milwaukee. All these gamesmanships, things, and they're too numerous to mention. Hagedorn has stood tall in every one of them. So I will say this. I am impressed with his performance. And in this one, this is not election-related. This is common sense-related. It's you have an old woman with COVID, helpless in a hospital bed, and her people want to give her a good jab with a horse and cow needle. and medication, okay? And the doctors at Aurora go, we took the Hippocratic Oath. We take it seriously. And they go, okay, here's some guy. Here's a script. Now you got, no, we don't have to do it. That doctor didn't examine her, didn't look at her documents. I don't know why he's doing this. We ain't doing it. Okay, we'll come in and stick her. No, you ain't sticking her in our bed. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're not going to stick her in our bed. And fortunately, 4-3. But why should Brian Hagedorn and the three other justices and any of them have to even deal with something stupid like this? You know, if you or I file an original action in the Wisconsin Supreme Court, good luck. Who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? You're just going to go up there and clog everything up and avoid the circuit court, the trial level court, and the court of appeals? They're there for a reason. They're for a reason. And this intervectin, you know, I'll tell you what, or ivervectin, I should say, and hydroxychloroquine, the people on the right who are sort of fastening on quack medicines, like 100 years ago, some guy come into town in a wagon and go, I have an elixir. I don't know. I'm tired of it. We're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. I see you. I know you're on the line. Do not hang up. Get to the lines right after the break. Line is still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. The gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.